This is Wade Brathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The Environmental Protection Agency has delayed energy efficiency for office and industrial buildings, pausing after some big landlords complained the methodology would unfairly penalize their properties. More than 200,000 properties across the U.S. participate in the Energy Star program, which generates scores of 1 to 100 to measure energy efficiency and rate buildings. The agency created the program to offer tenants and owners an easy way to compare how much energy each building uses and a sense of how expensive their energy bills would be. The Teamsters ratified a 5-year contract with the United Parcel Service, UPS, even though most members voted against it. The union said 54% of its members voted to sink the deal, but that wasn't enough to merit a rejection. Fewer than half of the members voted, and under the union's constitution, that meant 2/3 of those who did vote would have needed to oppose it. Food banks are preparing to receive lots of pork, apples, and cheese after the government agreed to buy $1.2 billion in agricultural products to ease the pain of Trump's tariff war. 100 companies are responsible for 70% of global emissions. More than half of global industrial emissions since 1988 can be traced to just 25 corporate and state-owned entities. Oregon and Minnesota now include birth doula services in their Medicaid services. Only 39% of Canadians polled said that they had a favorable view of the U.S., the lowest number since Pew began polling in 2002. 9 teachers, backed by their union, the American Federation of Teachers, have filed suit against student loan service, NABIA, for blocking their access to a troubled federal loan forgiveness program. In what some are calling a watershed moment, ExxonMobil has made a $1 million donation to Americans for Carbon Dividends, a C4 political organization advocating a tax on carbon and Exxon's own products. Nikki Haley, former governor of South Carolina and now U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, has suddenly resigned. A cluster of sexual harassment claims has finally gotten Bollywood's attention in India and startled the country. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.